Okay. One of the things, if I might bring this up, if I'm on the stack or if nobody else objects.
There's no stack at this time.
Okay. One of the things that kind of struck me that he was talking about, and maybe we can kind of be a little proactive about this, should we encounter this problem, because certainly we don't want this to continue to be a hang-up. And he also has it in the recommendations. But if we should encounter the same issues of meeting quorum, because he was even saying that maybe we should recommend to the board that the requirement for quorum be lowered. So, I mean, we don't have to come with anything definitive on this tonight, but if we, you know, because that seems to have been a big hang-up. I mean, you know, a big limiting factor with the audit committee not being able to meet. So maybe we might just want to think about it, that mm-hmm. if we should run into that again, requesting that we can lower the quorum so we can really get movement going on this.
That's a very good point, because we went through that tonight, you know, calling around, trying to get people to get on. We didn't have that on the agenda, so to get that on there, that would require 2/3. If someone would like to, are you making that a motion, Lisa, to recommend a certain number?
Right. I'm recommending, I guess, that as a motion or definitely something to strongly think about. I don't know in terms of what number to really. How many people are on the audit committee?
I have a point of information. This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Go ahead.
I don't have my bylaws with me now, but isn't the quorum for these committees written in the bylaws?
No, it's no. I don't think so.
Quorum is majority.
Quorum is 50% plus one of what the membership is, I believe.
Majority, yeah. But if you want to amend it, I know at the local level, well, for example, this to get it on here, it's 2/3 to amend the agenda. So
yeah,
are you proposing?
You're talking about amending the agenda, right? Not amending the quorum rule.
Amend the agenda to discuss this, to make a motion, to lower the quorum. Is that what you're saying, Lisa? Lisa?
Right. I wasn't necessarily thinking in terms of a motion, but it could be put forward in terms of a motion if this is going to become a problem. You know, because we know that it has been an issue.
And you're right, and since you mentioned it, okay. So what's everybody comfortable with? Comfortable with amending tonight's agenda to accommodate a motion from Lisa, or do we want to wait until the next meeting we put it on the agenda? I could go either.
I think we should do it tonight, if I may say.
While we have a quorum.
Actually, I've been on the call since about 6:15, but nobody checked in again to see who's coming to the call.
And who is that?
Who is this?
It's Joe Gonzalez.
Oh, it's Joe. Okay.
Joe Gonzalez. Oh, Joe.
All righty.
Okay, when did you come on?
Okay.
6:15. I mean, one thing we did last, when I was in the committee, I mean, people would routinely check in to see who's coming in the call. I think that's something we don't, you know, think, you know, obviously we should try to be here at the beginning of the call, but some of us get in here a little late.
All righty. Not a problem. So, 1 second, Mary. So, Lisa, make a motion to amend the agenda. Go ahead.
Go ahead. To amend the agenda.
This is Sandy. I'm going to have to drop off for a couple of minutes. I'll be back. Thank you.
All right. To discuss quorum issues or lowering the quorum if that becomes a problem. I need a little bit of guidance with putting forward a motion. So.
That's pretty easy. Okay. A motion to amend the agenda to discuss lowering the quorum.
Okay, what you just said.
Right. You have that, Jamie?
Move to amend agenda to discuss quorum.
Discuss lowering the quorum.
To discuss lowering quorum.
In that case, I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Mary.
I don't see how we can vote to lower the quorum. I think that's the quorum that is by the bylaws. That's true. I mean, it just that's the normal quorum, and we can't, in one committee, change our quorum point of information? Or I could see discussing it, but I don't see that we would be point engaging. I'm not clear why we would. We can't amend.
Point of information.
We can't amend the quorum.
1 second, Carol.
I'm looking at the bylaws, and I'm seeing meetings and actions of committees, and it says meetings and actions of committees shall be governed by and held and taken in accordance with the provisions of Article 6 of these bylaws. So I think that means that we can't change the quorum rule without amending the bylaws. So I think we probably should not spend time discussing it.
Okay.
It's a good idea, but I just think we can't do it.
I was just going to say, because I would realize that anything would have to, be brought before the PNB, so it would not be like we would say we're going to lower the quorum, but to at least, be proactive with dealing with this issue. But I'm confused because I thought, and I can get more clarity on this myself, because I thought on the local station board level that had been allowable sometimes, but I'll just, look into that more. But if that is an issue, and maybe this is just even something we can bring up separately on the PNB level, if the issue was some, because we did hear tonight that there hasn't been able to be any movement because of issues with quorum. And so, maybe there's a way that we can just bring that whole issue to the PNB some kind of way. About
Mary Berry? Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay. Now, Mary and Lisa, who serve as a director, didn't the PNB say or pass some amendment or something saying if you miss 3 meetings, then you will be dropped from the committee? Because that would lower our quorum. Because there are people who are on the list who this is their second meeting. Maybe the third meeting, this might be the second absence, this might be a moot point.
Mary Berg, can I speak to that?
1 second, okay. Mary. Okay. Lisa?
Mary can go on and say what she's going to say.
Mary?
Well, it would be unexcused absences. I'm not sure that we did, but I think, and I'm not sure that we applied it uniformly. I'd have to go back and check, or somebody would, to see the motions all that were passed. They don't do that off the PNB, that's for sure.
Okay.
But I think what was the problem is that it just was people were kind of apathetic, and I think the way to approach it would be to be a little bit more proactive or aggressive or whatever, and, like each of us in our area ought to be calling people beforehand and, getting people in the habit of saying, of either coming or sending us notice that they can't come or whatever. But it shouldn't be that hard to get 8 people out of 14 or 7 out of 13. And the first year that I was on, we did do that. So this isn't a problem that's inherent. And I don't think we need to lower the quorum. I think we need this other approach.
If I can just say this, and then I think the issue was just 3. If you miss 3 meetings, I think I can double check it. But I know one of the things that I think our motion was passed saying that, but before we just remove somebody, that to definitely reach out to them again and to make sure that they want to be on the committee. And I also think that Mary's suggestion is very good too, like being a little bit more proactive with calling people.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to make a rule that I don't want to say it's out of order. I just don't like to use that type of phraseology. But we'll just leave it as it is until the next meeting, and we'll just actively call people to be on. I like that.
Okay.
Because
great.
It's season, people, we don't know what it is that we're doing, okay? So is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No problem.
Carol Wolf, can I make another suggestion?
Go ahead, Carol.
It's just not even as strong as a suggestion, but maybe a question. Because this policy and procedure issue is such an important one, would it make sense for us to form a subcommittee of the audit committee to be working on it so that, you know, we don't have to try to get all of that work done in conference calls, then, of course, report back to the audit committee, but maybe a subcommittee could be working on it.
Carol, could you restate that one? I'm sorry.
I guess I'm phrasing this as a question. Would it be a good idea for the audit committee to form a subcommittee to work on the policy and procedure manual addressing those things in the letter that Ross mentioned and try to come back to the audit committee quickly with a proposal that maybe could actually be adopted at the next PNB meeting, if, given along the lines of what Ross was talking about, that something that's practical and knowing that you're going to be revising it as you go along, but at least there would be some uniform policies and procedures that the board would have supported.
Mary Bird, that sounds good to me, and I'd like to be on it.
Oh, okay. I'm glad, Carol, because I was going to actually suggest that. How about a working group?
That's what I meant. Yeah.
So that's Carol, Mary, is anybody else would like to join that?
I forgot if you suggest when you're on it. But that's fine.
Okay. I would be more than happy to do it. Is anybody
okay.
else? Does anybody else want to join? Is anybody else interested? Jamie?
One second,
Lisa. Jamie, would you like to join?
I would like to. I'm actually busy for the next few weeks, is the problem.
Okay. Lisa?
Point of information on the difference between, if somebody's on a working group, then a working group, that doesn't have to meet a quorum, does it?
No.
It doesn't.
Okay.
No. That's a good way to get working.
Right.
For it to be an official recommendation to the PNB, the audit committee would have to approve their work.
I mean, people are saying that they're going to be a part of the working group. It's not like you have to meet quorum if you guys decide to meet. Okay, just want to be clear on that.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to have quorum. Now, today is the 9th. If the working group meets, then that means, and for the audit committee to approve it, that means that we would have to meet one day next week before the PNB meeting. Is that possible?
If we could get that letter posted, or distributed this week,
I think we may
be able to do it over the weekend. I don't know how people.
That's true. I could. That'd be better for me.
You mean in terms of if the audit committee could meet again before the PNB meeting?
Yeah.
No, the working group.
No, but if the three of us work on something, we have to come back to the audit committee.
Right.
But we can mail that out.
What's the date of the PNB meeting? I know I should know this, but
it's our next. We have to be there next Thursday.
It's the 20th.
We're not going to have it by then.
The 20th or the 22nd. Is that realistic?
It's the 19th, 20th, and
20th. Some of us are leaving the 19th, and some of us are leaving the 18th. We can't do this for that. We already passed a motion that we're going to post that we've said to postpone a joint meeting.
Yeah, and I think you're right. It's not, but I would suggest we keep trying to work on it anyway. That we do it in a working group, but I think you're right. It's probably not. Try to get it done by then.
Can I also, I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump in so much.
Okay, let's see.
Well,
in Mary's motion said the July in-person meeting to have this done. So I don't think that we should.
My motion was that a report about it be present, postponed until the July meeting, since neither of these committees has met jointly whatsoever. We've done nothing on it. But we may say that we can't get it done when we do start meeting. The working group is going to start.
Well, could we report that we formed a working group to work on it?
Absolutely. I think that's what we should do.
We could do that.
Sure.
Yeah, we do that.
Toward the goal of having a proposal by the July meeting.
Right, right, yes.
That's what I think.
Feasible, because I certainly, I can't do anything next week. My calendar, I just looked at it, it's just...
It's just killer next week.
Gone.
Well, I'm leaving on Wednesday at really early in the morning, so I don't have to, those days are pretty, I don't have any.
And Mary, not to mention the PNB call on Monday.
Ouch.
Mia, this is Jamie.
That's true.
If the working group is going to be a more longer term thing, I'd be happy to be on it.
Okay. So just add yourself. So actually, we went to number 5, which is plan of action for PNB in-person meeting. We did that. We'll just say, like Carol suggested, that we formed a working group and we're working on this, and we should have something concrete in July. And something in that order. Okay.
Let's
set the next meeting date. So I know Mary has to leave.
Before Mia, can I just interject this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I think it's also important that we meet with the finance committee, and as the motion was passed, that we should, to get a little bit of, I guess to just get how they're kind of going with this. I think that's important as well.
On that point, I did speak with Laverne, and they're meeting tonight as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to raise that issue with them in that meeting about having either a joint meeting, or maybe it could be a meeting sort of with some subcommittee of theirs and the working group from this committee or something. But that she is raising that issue with the finance committee about some kind of.
Okay. I think that's kind of, especially have Lonnie, the CFO, be a part of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but it doesn't stop the work of the working group, definitely not.
Right. That's good.
Okay. The next date that I would propose for our meeting, our full committee meeting, as full of 8, is May 14th. Is that good for everybody?
What day is that?
Monday, May 14th.
Yeah, Mondays are kind of good.
That works. Well, for me, anyway.
Anybody else?
Same time.
How about? Oh no. Is 8 o'clock bad for people?
8:30 is better for me.
8:30, okay.
8:30 or 9, so I can do it. Yeah, 8 is better, but.
Okay, well, 8:30 for us East Coasters. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
That's good. 8:30, May 14th.
Yeah. Do I hear any objection?
Nay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
30 p.m. Okay, moving right along. Well, I think Joe just gave Jack's report that we struck the discussion with Laverne on when we should meet, so that was good. Now, the next thing here is the update with Lonnie, my discussion with Lonnie. Lonnie overnighted me, as you heard me mention earlier, the package. It's a big package of a chart of accounts. I have not looked at it yet. I just know it's big. That I could see is that it's big. It's for all 5 stations. What I'm thinking, or I do you guys have any suggestions before I tell you what I'm thinking?
Mm-mm.
That we have maybe. I could try to see if I could work on it to get some kind of general consensus. I need to look at it to see what's going on with all these different charts of accounts. And then get back to you guys. That's about all I could tell you, because I got it, I think it was Friday or Saturday that I got it, and I haven't really looked at it.
Point of information? The chart of accounts are the accounts that all the 5 stations have, is that it?
Yes, I got it for all 5 stations.
Okay.
You know, sometimes in our finance committee, Lisa, for example, let's see, that travel expenses might be one number, and someplace else is another number, and it's not uniform.
Right.
Talking about earlier, just making it uniform for the entire organization. And that will take some work. I'm sure that's going to, if you'd like to be on that working group, Lisa.
I'm just going to laugh.
You could actually head that working group.
That's so funny, but okay.
So does anybody have any questions, any suggestions for me? What you would like me to ship it to you? What would you like?
Mary Berg here.
Go ahead, Mary Berg here.
If I'll be glad to help work on that. You know, I won't be the main. I'd be a part of a working group, but if you want to look at it first, that's fine. I won't object to that. But I'll definitely be willing to help with that. I have done a little bit with. I have done stuff with charts of accounts.
I heard that little sinister laugh of Mary.
Wasn't sinister. It was
What I'll try to do.
Well-meaning.
Since our group is so small, maybe I'll try to make eight sets or nine sets, so everybody could have a set.
Oh, you don't have it electronically? Are you?
No, Alvin.
You don't have it electronically.
Or electronically, he said he couldn't do that. He sent it to me in hard copy.
Oh, my God.
He sent it hard copy. Why couldn't it be done electronically?
Oops.
This is what I have.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, maybe, Nia, you should summarize it first so we can see, if that would be doable.
I don't think it looks like it's... Everybody has a different category. But
you think? I don't think how you can summarize a thing like that. I think you have to actually see the actual. Oh, how about if you scan it and email it? Could you get to a scanner, or do you have access to a scanner?
I could get somebody to scan it.
That would be better.
I'll try my after the PNB meeting to try to get each of you a complete set. How is that? I'll try my best.
Okay. But, you know, if you get it in electronic format, you could post it to the as a file in the group.
Yeah. That's more convenient. I'll try.
Not on Yahoo, you couldn't if it was that big. Well, you could send each one separately.
Can you, my scanner, we don't have the program to convert it to PDF. Maybe I could convince my husband to get that.
I was going to say, I think I'm with some PDF, because there have been things, because there's not so many updates where if you can, I don't know how it works with scanning, but that you can, I know you can convert emails to PDFs and all that kind of stuff very easily, so maybe if something like that you could do, if that's what you're referring to. Might not have to have a separate program like that. I think so many things now, you don't have the option of doing that, but at least if you're going to send something via email.
I didn't want to badger him too much because he was working on a report with Lonnie. Something is due to the Finance Committee. I think it's tonight, as a matter of fact. I think he was just a bit overwhelmed, you know. It's like all the stations, they have a limited amount of human resources to do the maximum amount of work within the organization, so... I didn't pressure him. But I promise I will get it to you in the most convenient format that I possibly can after the PNB meeting next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a bottle.
it is now 20.
I have to leave the call.
It's 10. See, somebody could make a motion to adjourn. I guess it's you, Carol.
I move to adjourn.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody object?
And can I say just one last thing, which is I'm very sorry that I won't see those of you who are going to the PNB meeting. I actually have to be out for an event with one of my kids the weekend you'll be in town, and I'm sorry I won't see you, but I'll be glad to work hard on the working group anyway.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Well, that's really sad.
Well, I'm sorry I'm going to miss you, but that's kind of like, oh, my gosh, people in Pacifica have a family life. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's correct. They do, some of us.
Isn't that against the bylaws?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's against Robert's, right? Okay, folks. Thank you so much.
But good luck with your family.
See you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.